Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVUE News Time is 8:25. It's Newsmaker 2 time here this Monday morning. We're pleased to have with us Anna Ryan on the KVUE Sutherland studio line as we introduce the Emporia Children's Choir here to the area.
Anna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you fellows this morning?
We're doing all right. So how excited are you here for the formation of the Emporia Children's Choir?
Well, I'm really excited. I've been looking forward to this week for quite a while now. I think that we're fortunate to live in a community that has opportunities for children, you know, with the Rec Center, the Arts Council, Kansas Free for Arts, things that are in the schools, what the university offers. They do a great job of providing opportunities for kids, but something that we've been missing is a children's choir, and so trying to fill that need in our community.
So what sparked the start of this, Anna? How'd this all get going?
Sure. I have some friends that run children's choirs in some other surrounding cities, and I thought, wow, what a great thing for the kids in those areas to have that opportunity. I'm an educator. I've taught preschool through college, and I've stepped away from education for a moment to do some other things. But I miss that time with kids and hearing them and working with them and getting to enjoy their energy and enthusiasm. So this was something good that the community needs and something that's good for my soul.
So I've got to ask here. I think this has been out for a few days now. How has the initial reaction been here from children, for one, but also for parents who are looking for something like this in the community?
Sure. We have a Facebook page, and we've had lots of people look at it. It's Emporia Children's Choir. Easy enough to remember. And people seem very interested. I'm really pleased with the reaction that I've gotten from the teachers in the area. And when I say the area, I mean Emporia and then the surrounding communities, Chase County, Americus, Opie, Madison. Teachers seem eager to have this opportunity for their kids.
So how are you looking at setting this up, Anna, as far as rehearsals and performances? Are you waiting to just get some kids signed up and then go from there? How will this work?
Sure. One of the things that I felt strongly about is that this be a free opportunity. So there's no charge to be a part of this. It's open for fourth graders. Originally, it was fourth through sixth graders, because that kind of ensured that we would have unchanged voices. Mainly that applies to the male singers. But then I had people reaching out saying, oh, but I have a seventh grader, or oh, I have an eighth grader that wants to sing. So I've gone ahead and we want to include some older kiddos too. So it's fourth through eighth grade. In Emporia and surrounding areas. And our first rehearsal will be this Thursday, January 12th, at St. Mark's Church. That's 1508 West 12th Avenue, Emporia. We'll rehearse from 7 to 7:45 p.m. So it's 45 minutes once a week for 8 weeks.
Okay.
Gotcha. How long are the rehearsals and the... Can you give us a little bit of a hint of kind of what music you're going to be at least practicing maybe for your first ever performance?
Sure. So rehearsals are 45 minutes. We'll start off with a vocal and a physical warm-up. We'll, depending on how many kids we have, we'll break up into parts, probably two parts, and my friend and excellent musician, Cheryl Durler. She is the pianist for the group. So she will work with a group of children, and I'll work with a group of children. And we will some songs you may or may not know. I don't know how savvy you are to the choral repertoire, but some good tunes nonetheless.
So when rehearsal, there's rehearsal and rehearsal and rehearsal, Anna. So any performances planned as of right now?
Absolutely. We'll have two, as of now, we have two performances scheduled, one for Sunday, March 5th. That'll be during the service time at St. Mark's Church, kind of as a thank you for them letting us use their space and their pianos and electricity. And then we will have a concert the evening of Thursday, March 9th at 7 p.m., and something I'm really excited about, Sarah Bays at the high school, she has agreed to bring some of, or all of, I'm not sure yet, her high school choirs out to sing with us on March 9th, and we'll do a joint concert together, which is exciting for the younger kids because they get to hear, oh, that's the goal. That's what we want to aim towards sounding like. So they're not performing just in a vacuum of only hearing what younger kids sound like. They get an opportunity to hear, oh, this is what we're aiming for.
Gotcha. Are you looking at, say, like a monthly schedule here for performances? Maybe a little bit more maybe a little less regular would be a way to look at it, or are you looking at a fairly consistent here schedule once the children's choir is up and running?
Sure. So rehearsals we'll do 8 weeks for this first session. We want to test the waters, see what the interest is, if people can, parents and kids can commit to an 8-week, once-a-week schedule. Maybe we'll find out that another time or another day of the week is better. So this is a trial run to see what best serves the kids, their parents, and the community.
So once again, where was your second performance going to be located at, Anna?
Thank you. It will be at St. Mark's Church
Okay. Also. All right.
And it's open to the public.
Outstanding. Well, Anna, for folks that want more information here about the Emporia Children's Choir for their kids, and if kids would like to step forward again, how do they get that information here from you?
Absolutely. You can call, text me at 620-481-6287. You can email me at annaryan333@gmail.com. Or you can hop on Facebook and look up Emporia Children's Choir.
Sounds good. Well, Anna, keep us posted here on how things go. This is an exciting venture and an exciting, really new feature here for children across the area. And hope you guys have great success here with it this year.
Oh, I thank you so much.
Thanks, Anna. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Anna.
Great. Take care.
All right. Anna Ryan, the Emporia Children's Choir is up. And just about running.
Just about running.
I should
running.
Say up and just about singing.
Yes.
We should say here,
me,
right?
Me.
Yeah.
Did want to let you know here, too, that we don't have a Newsmaker 2.